Hello everybody and welcome to your favorite show Bollywood This Week, and I'm your host Shashi. In this episode, we are going to preview three movies released on this Friday, Door, Rocky and Khosla Ka Ghosla in Friday Blockbuster, current status and collection of latest film in box office, and a little discussion on the issue of song lifting or plagiarism in the Hindi music. So let's start this show with hot and happening news. Water nominated for Oscar. Deepa Mehta's film Water, starring John Abraham, Lisa Ray and Seema Biswas, has been nominated for the Oscars. The film has been selected for the Foreign Film category as an entry from Canada. Ravi Chopra will soon be releasing the film in India. He is planning to release Water this year. Since there are so many big banner films lined for the release in October, November and December, he is planning for a reasonably free week. Water deals with the lives of widows in India in the 1940s. The movie was the official opening night gala of the 2005 Toronto Film Festival. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt in India. The film adaptation of Marianne Pearl's A Mighty Heart, who is the wife of American journalist Daniel Pearl, is going to be shot in India. Angelina Jolie, who will be playing the role of Marianne, will be in India on October 1st, along with boyfriend Brad Pitt and their three kids. The hottest Bollywood couple, along with their kids, will be in Pune for a month. The film also stars Irfan Khan and Ali Khan, who play important characters in the film. Toronto loves Lage Raho Munna Bhai. Karan Johar's mega hit Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna drew an impressive 1500 people when it had a gala screening at the Toronto International Film Festival last week. But the presence of its stars Amitabh, Shah Rukh and director Karan Johar has not given it a boost as it enters its sixth week. On the other hand, Lage Raho Munna Bhai, who has an excellent second week, is forging ahead. In fact, Arshad Warsi, who stars with Sanjay Dutt, is being warmly welcomed by the Bollywood fans here for more his work in Lage Raho than in Kabul Express, one of the Indian entries at Toronto Festival. Vishal Bharadwaj directs for Godfather Maker. Amongst all the talks about Indian actors going abroad and fetching offers for Hollywood, Vishal Bharadwaj has silently shot for a Hollywood film, albeit a small portion of it. He has done this for none other than Francis Ford Coppola, legendary maker of Godfather series. He is currently making a film called Youth Without Youth. The film required certain portion to be shot in India, and since he is unable to fly down, Coppola outsourced the work to Mukbul and Omkara director Vishal Bharadwaj. Asha Bhosle will sing Mehbooba for RGV's Sholay. With the news of RGV's Sholay making round in the media, here is a new addition to it. Asha Bhosle will be singing the famous track Mehbooba O Mehbooba in the new Sholay. The original song being sung by her late husband R.D. Burman, Asha says that when she got the offer, she thought she would better sing it herself rather than allowing someone else to do it. That way, the damage to the original will be the least. Shahid Kapoor is Barjatya's new Prem. Prem, a character that was essayed so many times by Suraj Barjatya's Lucky Muscat Salman Khan, will now be portrayed by Shahid Kapoor. Bollywood's youngest heartthrob, Shahid will be very soon seen as Prem in Suraj Barjatya's upcoming film Vivah. Like his previous movies, Suraj is once again bringing a total family drama in this soon-be-released movie. Vivah is a story that traces the relationship of a couple, Shahid and Amruta Rao, from engagement to marriage. Mr. India 2 will bring back the Anil Sridevi pair. Sridevi's long-awaited return to the large screen seems certain now. She will play the role that took her to legendary heights in Mr. India. In the sequel, Sridevi returns with Anil Kapoor. Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna from Toronto to Tokyo. After winning approval in Toronto, Karan Johar's Kabhi Alvida Na Kehna has gone to Tokyo. Selected for the 19th Tokyo International Film Festival, the film will be competing for the Best Asian Film Award under the category of Winds of Asia. The screening will be held on 21st October. This Friday, three movies are released, so let's preview these movies in Friday Blockbuster. Friday's new releases include Zahid Khan's Rocky, Shreyas Takia's Door and Boman Anupam's Khosla Ka Khosla. Of the three, Rocky is expected to fare the best, though Door is likely to get glowing reviews from the so-called intellectual English press. Rocky the Rebel is directed by Suresh Krishna, starring Zahid Khan, Isha Shrivani, Manisha Lamba, and music is given by Himesh Reshmiya. This is story of a young man Rocky, a rebel who hates anything and everything that is wrong. The system, the people who take things lying down without raising a finger. His father disagrees with Rocky's philosophy of life and advises him not to invite trouble unnecessarily by interfering in matters that doesn't concern him. But Rocky feels this irresponsible attitude of people is destroying the social fabric of the country. One day, Rocky finds himself in a trouble and his world is shattered. He is blamed of everything and now he would be accepted in the social fold only if he surrenders to common wisdom. The music for the film is by Himesh Reshmiya. This is actor Zahid Khan's second solo hero project and his first film to release after his marriage. The film stars Manisha Lamba, who made her debut with Kisna. The next film, Khosla Ka Ghosla, starring Anupam Kher, Boman Irani, Parveen Dabbas and Tara Sharma. The story revolves around a central freak, Kamal Kishore Khosla, played by Anupam Kher, who thinks he has his life as well as that of others all worked out. Khosla is obsessed about procuring a plot of land in Delhi, for which he has been saving up for years. A plot on which he wants to build a house he and his children can live peacefully in. But after he buys the land, he realizes that the plot has been acquired by a charmingly land shark, Boman Irani, who refuses to give it back till Khosla has coughed up a fat sum of money. The family, which is already under a lot of stress, breaks down when hit by this bolt from the blue. Khosla tries various flaws to save his plot, but in vain. Just when he seems resigned to his fate, life takes a turn and Khosla finds that some people have a plan to bail him out. Are these people for real? Can Khosla trust them? And will Khosla get back his Ghosla? With Anupam Kher and Boman Irani, this comedy promises to be fun. The film, shot in Delhi, took almost 4 years to make due to various delays. It is director Dibakar Banerjee's debut film. The third release for this Friday is Door. After his award-winning Iqbal, director Nagesh Kukunur returns with Door, a captivating tale of two women who belong to different worlds. Starring Ayesha Takia, Gulpanang and Shreyas Talpade, Door is about love, loss, friendship, hope and redemption. Kukunur, who emphasizes on the human element in all his films, once again tries to show how basic emotions build us together. The film, released on this Friday, has been shot in Rajasthan. The movie is produced by Sahara One Motion Pictures and the music is given by Salim Suleiman. The film will see Ayesha Takia in non-glamorous role for the first time. According to Kukunur, Door is his most challenging and dramatic film to date. Now let's see the box office collection of latest film. Prediction for last Friday's release turned out to be a mixed fare as contrary to expectations, Basakpal didn't open as well as Pyar Ke Side Effects. In fact, Pyar Ke Side Effects took a good opening on Friday and only consolidated its position over the weekend. A 50-70% occupancy seemed possible for Pyar Ke Side Effects and while that happened across the country, it was much better at multiplexes. The urban, light-hearted entertainer, especially the lingo and body language of the main characters in the film, has been appreciated by not just the youth but even the elders. The film has been performing reasonably well since its release and should continue to do better as it reaches its second week. On the other hand, Basakpal met with a below-average to poor response, with neither the Aam Janta nor the intelligence giving the thumbs up to the film. The film does have its moments. But the sluggish narrative coupled with some dragging moments makes the viewer somehow disappointed, since a lot was expected from My Brother Nikhil director Onir. Performances were top-notch, especially by Sanjay Suri, with the songs topping the charts too, but none may really save the film from making a quick exit from the theatres. Third release of the film Shiva was the most disappointing, since the film was not even a pale shadow of earlier Ram Gopal Varma work. If camera placement and sound technique was a parameter to measure a RGV product, then the fact remains that even his assistants have mastered that by now, and hence there is no shock or surprise value anymore. Mohitala was the best part of the film, with action deserving brown points, but the beaten to death plot and predictive screenplay are the prime culprits. In fact, one can't help but say that James was more entertaining than Shiva. Consistent collections across all 7 days of week 1 meant that Lagerao Munnabai would enjoy an uninterrupted run over the second week with only about 25-30% fall. The prediction was on the target, as the fall was a little under 30%, hence resulting in a 15 crore second week. This gave the film a superhit status right away, with a blockbuster status not far away if the collections take similar route for 2-3 more weeks to come. The film did phenomenal business in week 2 at all centers. While a 50 crore plus final total is a given by all accounts, it would be great to see the film going only further up, what with no major competitions till October 20th when Dawn and Janeman arrive. There was a little tension between the distributors of Vidhu Vinod Chopra's Lagerao Munnabai and the multiplex owners once again for the terms of sharing in third and fourth weeks. Since the tension over terms between them at the time of release was resolved only at the 11th hour, Vidhu Vinod Chopra had committed only for first 2 weeks. The issue of the ratio of sharing in subsequent weeks, therefore, arose again in the second week. Chopra and his distributors demanded 42% of the net collections in the third and fourth week, after walking away almost 60% in the first 2 weeks, failing which they were ready to discontinue the film from dissenting multiplexes. However, the matter was resolved rather quickly, as no multiplex was willing to discontinue the film. It is now clear that Lagerao Munnabai is the film which will see the multiplexes tied over the lean period on Ramzan. Song lifting, or in sophisticated language, inspiration, it's not unusual for Bollywood. So let's have a look on the issue of plagiarism in Music Cafe. A successful soundtrack has always been an integral part of the success of any Hindi movie. And so it comes as no surprise that, as the mainstay of the Indian music industry, Bollywood film music has generated lots of money for various music companies. Name and fame has followed closely, and hit numbers have made fortunes for many individuals as well. But every now and then, when you are watching a just-out movie, catching a snatch from a forthcoming release on a music channel, or listening to a new song on your car stereo, doesn't it sound just a wee bit too familiar? Don't fault your ears on that. It's quite possible that the tune, arrangements, or sometimes even the entire song could be borrowed. A simple way to describe the above musical deja vu phenomenon can be easily explained by the familiar refrain, "I was inspired to create this song," a line often quoted by lending film music directors. How many listeners are discerning enough to catch that connection, recognize that chorus, or remember that beat? Not too many, I am afraid. And believe it or not, this pattern of plagiarism has been followed from times immemorial. We all remember the famous song, "Ye Sama Sama Hai Ye Pyar Ka," when we were young. But how many of us know that this song was totally inspired, or to be more precise, lifted from the original Spanish song, "Besame Moshe," another song that went on to become an anthem for many film music lovers all over the country. "Chura Liya Hai Tune Jo Dil Ko" from R.D. Burman was another inspired song. And now it is a trend in Bollywood to inspire from other songs. They use term inspiration, but most of the time it is total lifting of songs. Plagiarism is common in Bollywood. Music composers such as Pritam and Anu Malik have been often accused of lifting tunes from all over the world. Music directors from golden era like Kalyanji Anandji, Lakshmikant Parelal, O.P. Nayyar, R.D. Burman, S.D. Burman, Salil Chaudhary, Shankar Jaikishan, they all at least once in life have used tunes from non-Hindi songs. And in modern era, almost all music directors have been accused for plagiarism, and Anu Malik and Pritam are the front runners. Pritam has been repeatedly accused for lifting of songs, whether it's about his previous hits like Gangster, Dhoom, Chocolate, or the latest one like Pyar Ke Side Effects, Volum Hai, or Bas Ek Pal. The song Ya Ali from the film Gangster is a chartbuster for 2006, but Ya Ali is a direct lift from the Arabic band Guitarra's Ya Gali from their 2002 album Kisati, and here is the Pritam song's Ya Ali. Thank you.
मेहरबान है सभी याली मदद वाली यानी ये मेरी जाए जिंदगी इश्क पे हाँ मिटा दूं लुटा दूं मैं अपनी खुदी यार पे हाँ लुटा दूं मिटा
एंड दिस इज द ओरिजिनल सॉन्ग या गली मुझे प्यारे फ्रॉम द फिल्म वो लम्हे विच इज द महेश भट्ट फोर्थ कमिंग फिल्म इट इज अ ब्लैंड लिफ्ट फ्रॉम द ट्रैक ताक बिसा का बाय द इंडोनेशियन बैंड पेटर पान
क्यों आजकल नींद कम ख्वाब ज्यादा है लगता खुदा का कोई नेक इरादा है कल था फकीर आज दिल शहजादा है लगता खुदा का कोई नेक इरादा है क्या मुझे प्यार है या कैसा खुमार है
ताक बिसा का मीन कुडंट यू एंड इज बाय वन ऑफ द इंडोनेशियंस मोस्ट पॉपुलर एंड सक्सेसफुल पॉप ग्रुप्स पेटर पैन This track was part of the soundtrack of an Indonesian teen flick, Alexandria, released in 2005 and is apparently incredibly popular in those parts of the world.
Hingga nanti tetap menunggu Tak bisakah kau menuntunku
Malik is also commonly accused for lifting up songs in his films like Virasat, Yarana, Chamatkar, Akele Hum, Akele Tum, Duplicate, Border, Bazigar, Josh, Ishq and latest one Zeher, Murder and Pyare Mohan. The song Dil Ko Hazar Baar Roka Roka from the film Murder 2004, it is inspired by a traditional Jewish track Mazel Tov. About the song Palpal from the latest released film Lager Ho Munna Bhai. Almost every review of the soundtrack noticed the lift from Cliff Richard's theme for a dream released in 1961. This is Pritam's Palpal. And this is Cliff Richard's famous track, Theme for a Dream.
You are my theme for a dream, yes you are, a rare and lovely theme.
You're a theme for a dream.
The dreams I dream day and night that your arms are holding me so tight.
You're a theme for a dream.
When I dream I kiss you.
That's all we have for now. Thanks for joining and listening to Bollywood This Week. Don't miss the next episode. Until then, this is your own host, Shashi, signing off. Take care and bye-bye.
Every time a chime rings out,
I love you, only you forevermore.
Cause you're my theme for a dream, yes you are a rare and lovely theme.
You're my theme for a dream.
So angel, please say that you love me too and make my dreams come true.
You're my theme for a dream.